Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, rodeo fans. Welcome to another great edition of Making 8 Outreach Tailgate Party live from Miami City, Florida. We're underway down here getting it on, and let me tell you, these bulls are putting it to the cowboys. So far, we've had 6 bull riders make an attempt. No qualified rides so far. Just to give you a run now, Jason Wade started things off. This is his Challenger Series, event number 4 of the Jason Wade Challenger Series. Down here in Miami City was bucked off a little short. Followed by Wagner Luciano, also bucked off. We had Bobby Lathro, who's a member of Team Making 8 for the 4th of July Challenge in Port Charlotte, Florida, was bucked off. We also had Buckshot Morrison brought down. Then we followed by Italio Aguilar and then Kevin McKeeman. Now, these were Chris Stewart's bulls of Peace River Rodeo Company, and every one of them bucked their cowboys off. And let me tell you, these cowboys are some of the top-ranked cowboys in the southern states bull riding. So there were no qualified rides as of yet. They're loading more bulls in the bucket chutes right now. We're going to let you know who we've got, who's coming up down here next. But before we do, we want to let y'all know Dave Randant and Donnie Newman are going to be the judges for tonight. We've got our funny man, Josh Wolf, and let me tell you, this guy is bringing up the crowd. We also have Yama Summerall and Brian Adrian, who are our bullfighters down in Port Charlotte last week. They are back down here in Miami City this week. Let me tell you guys, these guys have been doing a fantastic job. We also had some junior bull riding as well as some steer riding earlier today. Only one qualified ride. We're going to bring that action to you. We also have the DVDs on sale on MakingEight.com. Make sure you get on over and pick up a copy of these. We got them cut down to some music. We're bringing them out to the rodeos. They are a great deal. Something good to keep in your record book. Something good to have with these bull riders. You're going to see a lot of these guys on the Built 4 Tough Series and moving their way up in the PRCA and PBR tours in the next couple of years. So great opportunity to see that. So rodeo fans, we're going to break it down for you. These guys have been getting it on these last couple weeks. We were down in Port Charlotte last week for a great event. Down here last month for the Miami City Challenge, the third event. So far, we've got Jimmy Lathro as the event leader coming in. We've got Buckshot Morrison in second place. New Mattson from Okeechobee, Florida, sitting in third. Rooster McKeeman sitting in fourth. Brian Corson, one of Team Making 8 Bull Riders, is in fifth. B.J. Carter, who won this event last month down here, is sitting in sixth place. Austin Gross is in seventh. Ty Harris is sitting in eighth, another member of Team Making 8. Nine is Wagner Luciano. And Cristiano Vargas is sitting in 10th. So that's going to bring up your top 10 for the Jason Wade Challenger Series event. We're underway down here for event number 4 out of 10. Let me tell you, these guys are competing for a buckle series as well as a paycheck at the end of the night. These guys are looking to get it on. We're going to slide on down here. They're loading up more bulls now, trying to get some of these bulls flanked. We're going to take a short break, rodeo fans. While we got the opportunity, I want to remind you, check out SSBRnow.com. Also, check out Making8.com. Get on over. Get yourself one of those great Making 8 DVDs, and we'll be right back.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
How you doing, folks? This is Donnie Newman with the Southern States Bull Riding Association, and you're listening to the SSBR on Making8.com.
You gotta find a door, 'cause this ain't the place to find out you ain't cowboy to the core.
I got a number on my back, startup jab,
first strap to my boots,
the ride of my life, a ton of dynamite
waiting to blow sky high in the shoes.
I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands to a side
like every time before. Pull my hat down low, move up on my road, not my head, let's go and get cowboy. Some say I'm crazy, right out of my mind, 'cause rank bulls with slinging horns is how I spend my time. It ain't just the money, the buckles, or the crowd's roar, it's what gives me what I've got to be, and that's cowboy to the core.
I got a number on my back, startup tab,
first strap to my boot,
the ride of my life, a ton of dynamite waiting to blow sky high in the shoes. I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands to a side
like every time before. Pull my hat down a little, move up on my road, not my head, let's go and get cowboy to the core. I've had my share of bad wrecks, I had more breaks than I've got bones. There ain't no better high than to hear that whistle before I feel the flow. I got a number on my back, start a tab, first strap to my boots, the ride of my life, a ton of dynamite waiting to blow sky high in the shoes. I pull my...
Hey, this is Carl Saletti with the Southern States Bull Riding. You're listening to the SSBR on Making 8. All right, welcome back, rodeo fans, down here in Mica City, Florida, with the Jason Wade Challenger Series event number 4. We're sliding on down to Buck and Shoot number 1 with Hunter Carter. He's going to be on the bull they call Freight Train from Victor Scarborough. We're looking to see what this cowboy can do right here, looking for our first qualified ride. Hunter out of Lake Wales, Florida, getting ready to get this job done right now. Going to be the first qualified ride of the night. I'm going to put my money on the bull rider. I think that he can get it done here on this bull. It's going to be a great little matchup right here. Freight Train, we've seen this bull. Here he comes out to the left. Got himself a little seat back around to the right now. Hunter's making it look like another day at the office. Going to be the first qualified ride of the night. Hunter Carter going to be the first qualified ride of the evening. Finishing second in Lakeland, Florida a couple weeks ago. Also finishing, I believe, second down in Kissimmee this past Sunday. Great job for Hunter Carter. He's been covering his bulls. Ryan Jones going to be the next cowboy. He's going to be on a bull they call Mikey, another one from Victor Scarborough.
Don't come after Hunter Carter. He's 72 points for the cowboy.
72 points for Hunter Carter. Way to get things started down here for the second bull riding session. We're going to slide on down with Ryan Jones now of Auburndale, Florida. This cowboy knows how to get it done. A good PRCA, Southern States Bull Rider. looking to make another qualified ride. Now, these guys usually feed off each other. We're going to see what Ryan Jones can do right here. Lucked off short last week in Port Charlotte. Actually got an opportunity to come back for a re-ride, or for the short go, based upon his time. Only had four qualified rides, so they did bring him back. And he's looking to get it done right now. He's was bucked off both times last week. He's looking to get some redemption down here, or get down there and get it done. He's tying in his rope right now. Ryan Jones, one of the Cowboys you can recognize, actually wears a helmet, strapped a mohawk to it. This Cowboy is hardcore right here. Great little bull rider. He's up on his rope now, getting ready to go. Bull's going to be coming out to the left. Real fast, back around. I mean, just lost Ryan. That bull come out with a fury. Rodeo fans, if you did not get a chance to see that, you're going to want to get a copy of that DVD and check that out. That bull made a corner back around to the right so hard. Launched Ryan back. Launched him back on his rope. Just not able to make that recovery. Kept spinning around to the right, not able to make it. Tough luck for Ryan Jones.
Stay back away from the arena, guys. He likes to play rodeo.
Trying to get the bull out of the arena now and chasing the bullfighters. Yama Summerall, Brian Adrian, these guys have done a great job for us last week. Doing the same thing again for us today. Had a couple of them young kids get hung up on the stairs, and I mean they were out there just getting in the middle of it.
Next cowboy coming out is Nick
Kakuza. Nick Kakuza is going to be Ryan Jones' traveling partner. He's going to be the next cowboy. Going to be on a Bull Lake brand Oreo. Going to be another Vic Scarborough from Auburndale, Florida. Nick Kakuza. Been traveling out west here lately. Been out in California. Cowboy knows how to get it done. He was feeling really good, making a little money out there in California. He's looking to bring it back to Miami City down here tonight. Rodeo fans, we do want to remind you we will be live on the 4th of July down at Port Charlotte. We're also going to be down next week at Remington Rustock on Friday night. We're going to be packing our bags, traveling on down to Naples, Florida next Saturday with the SSBR. It's going to be produced by Remington Rustock. They're hauling their bulls down there. Right now, Nick Kakuza getting ready to go in the bucket chute on a bull they call Oreo. So far, we only got one qualified ride in Hunter Carter. Coming in with a score of 72 on Freight Train. We're going to see what he can do. They're going to be bringing six back to the short go. The rodeo fans, we got some ranked ones. Jamie Randan is here as well as Peace River Rodeo Company and Chris Stewart. They brought the short go-round bulls tonight. We're going to talk about them here coming up. Right now, Nick Yakuza getting up on his rope, ready to go. Bulls going to be coming out to the left. He's calling for the gate. Bulls out. Around to the left, back around to the right. Now Nick's on the side, not able to make the corner on him. Going to be brought down short of the 8-second whistle. No score for Nick Kakuza. Let me tell you, rodeo fans, the fans are packed down here in Miami City. This is a great rodeo, great way to watch it. We got rained on last month down here, but we're looking at a great night down here. Great rodeo event, and the crowd is stacked in, and they are deep.
We got a F-350 Super Duty, gold F-350 Super Duty on the other end of the lock. Got somebody blocked me up, if I can get you there. You got a gold...
All right, rodeo fans. B.J. Carter looks like, I'm not sure if he's going to be coming up next, but B.J. Carter's going to have a great matchup tonight. He's going to be on Summertime Blues. He's looking to make a rematch. If he's going to make some money tonight, he's going to do it on that bull right there. It's going to be a great little deal. We also got Bubba Predmore on Mold Digger. Now, Mold Digger was... brought B.J. Carter at 85.5 points last week down there, so we look to see what Mold Digger is going to bring to Bubba this weekend. Got some great matchups. Got Jimmy Lathrow on Pretty Boy Floyd. That bull has been in the short go. We look to see that bull really bring it to Jimmy Lathrow. Jimmy Lathrow, the Making Eight, or the Jason Wade Challenger Series event leader. We're going to see what he can do on Pretty Boy Floyd. Steve Bryant's going to be the next cowboy. Going to be on a bull they call Puff. Victor Scarborough. Steve Bryant from Naples going to be riding in his hometown next weekend, so we look to see that. Steve Bryant's wife is also the photographer down here, doing a great job. Teresa Bryant Photography. We look to have a lot of her pictures on the Making Eight website. So, rodeo fans, get a chance to get on down to see Teresa Bryant. Pick up some of her pictures. She's got some great ones. All right, Steve Bryant going to be on a bull they call Puff. We'll see what he can do right here. He's getting up on his rope right now. There he goes, out to the left, back around to the right, not able to make that corner, just back on his pockets. Going to be a no score for Steve Bryant. Steve Bryant, one of the veteran cowboys of the Southern States Bull Riders, actually up in his late 40s. This guy knows how to get it done normally. Disappointing for him these past few months, been kind of down on his luck. Unable to get a good qualified ride, but he's been out at the practice pens. We're going to see what he can do next week down there in his hometown in Naples, Florida. Julimar Bernardino is going to be the next cowboy. He's going to be on the full 406 Freak Show, one of Jamie Randant's Brazilian cowboys. We saw Freak Show down in Port Charlotte last week. Did a great job. We're going to see what he can do this week with the Brazilian cowboy. Julimar's been covering some bulls as of late. We look to see what he can do down here. He's packed up with those Brazilians down here. All right, there he goes. Oh, got stepped on. Get up out of there. Julimar brought down real well short of the 8-second whistle. Going to be a no score for Julimar. Great job for the bullfighters, though, getting that bull off of him. Got stepped on there towards the end. Bull was trying to turn back around. Yama Summerall and Brian Adrian did a great job turning him around. Definitely going to be a little sore in the morning. There's no doubt about that.
The next cowboy coming out will be Dusty Larkady. No. Six. He must be up, John.
Looks like B.J. Carter's going to be the next cowboy.
B.J. Carter.
The event winner last week.
310 Summertime Blues.
This is going to be a great matchup right here, rodeo fans. 310 Summertime Blues of Jimmy Randant. Now, let me tell you, this cowboy knows how to get it done. Scored an 85.5 points last week on Mole Digger. We're going to see what he can do with Summertime Blues here. He's going to have his work cut out for him. Ended up finishing second. He did lead the Miocca City Challenge, the Jason Wade Challengers event number 3 last month down here. We're going to see what he can do this week. Talked to him earlier today. He said he's ready to come to win the event again. Got his lucky shirt on, same shirt he had on last week. We're going to see what he can do right here. If he rides this bull for 8 seconds, he will be the event leader. There's no doubt. Summertime Blues is one of the rankest bulls. A lot of times you'll see him in the short go. Hey, we'll put BJ back in the short go. We'll see what he can do right here. But BJ's got his work cut out for him. He's got to make 8 seconds on him. Bull's going to be coming out to the right. BJ, a left-handed bull rider. We're going to see what this matchup's going to do right here. He's getting up on his rope right now. Pulling his hat down. There he goes, up on his rope. Looks like the bull's leaning on him a little bit in there. They're trying to get him up. Looks like he's squatting in there. We got 20 bull riders down here tonight. We're looking at BJ Carter being rider number 12, and he is not happy. He's pulling himself back out. Going to take another rewrap. BJ looking to make sure he's got everything right there on the bucket shoot. Definitely want to thank the sponsors down here, Circle S Rodeo Company and their sponsors for having us down here for another great Making 8 tailgate party. Rodeo fans, want to remind you that you are listening to Making8.com. We are live down here in Myakka City.
Hi, this is Brian Corson, and you're listening to Making8.com.
All right, rodeo fans, looks like they're still trying to get a summertime blues standing up in the chute there. BJ wanted to make sure everything is just right. He's looking to make a qualified ride. He wants the money down here, at least enough to get him back in the short go. We got some rank ones in the short go, rodeo fans. Looks like we got three of Jamie Randance and three of Chris Stewart's bulls. Looks like they're going to have 04 Acid Rat, 352 Crybaby, and 456 Wild Bill of Jamie Randance. Then we've got 150 Red Nanner, 341 Little Bit Moody, and 340 Moody Who of Peace River Rodeo and Chris Stewart's bulls. These are going to be some ranked bulls in the short go. They're going to be taking on the top six bull riders of the evening. So BJ getting out back up on his rope. We're going to see what he can do right here. He's looking to make the money. He wants to bring himself back into the short go. We're going to see what he's made of right here.
Summertime Blues. Junior Randy.
Actually kind of surprised to see Jamie Randall bring a lot of these bulls back here this weekend, knowing that these bulls bucked hard last weekend, but there's no doubt these bulls know how to get it done down here. All right, rodeo fans, they're down here trying to get him worked on. Trying to get that bull situated. BJ is still on top of the bull right now. Buckshot down there helping him get everything situated so that bull rider can get out there. All right, they got that bull standing up now. BJ going to have to make it quick. Take his wrap now. Get up on that rope.
Oh, yeah. BJ, come on, man. Get on.
Looks like he's squatting back down there in the bucket chute. Well, BJ climbing back out on him now. Spending a lot of time in that punching chute. He's got a lot of time to think about it. Not sure what that's going to do for BJ, but he is a veteran cowboy. He knows how to get it done.
They said that's the life of a bull. You work for 8 seconds, you get to see the country, and when you're old, they turn you out with about 10 cows.
Yeah.
I don't think that's so good, though, is it?
All right, rodeo fans. Let me tell you, we are really enjoying it. We're going to slide on down. J.W. Court is going to be the next cowboy.
J.W. Court.
Got his fan club back there.
J.W. Court from, not real sure where he's from, actually. Believe that may be an Arcadia cowboy.
Yes, sir.
J-Dub's going to be on a bull. They bring a 331 babysitter from Jamie Randant.
Yes, sir.
Randant and Lee bucking bulls. All right, going to be coming out of bucket seat number four. Here he goes, out to the right. Back around to the left now. Oh, going to be a no score for for J.W. Court.
Wow.
Hey, just couldn't make that corner on that bull. Let me tell you, these bulls are getting it. So far, we only got one qualified ride, and Hunter Carter from Lake Wales with a score 72 on Freight Train.
Get a grip of Making8.com. This is Chaz Fish, the local bullfighter and air personality for Making 8 Outreach Ministries.
Rodeo fans, we're back down there in Myakka City trying to bring it in to you live. BJ Carter, they're going back down with him. St. Cloud Cowboy going to be on the Bull Day brand 310 Summertime Blues with Jamie Randant. Had a little trouble on the first go. We're going to see if he's going to have another attempt at it here. He's trying to get that bull sitting up. He's getting down on his back. Looking to do a replay of what he had last month down here for the Jason Wade Challenger Series event number 3. He was the event winner. See if we can't slide on back down and bring those results. I know it's been a little bit, rodeo fans. While we get a chance, we're going to talk about it. Oh, there he goes. Out to the left now. Back around to the right. BJ's got himself a seat on him. Oh, bull's kind of slowing down just a little bit. Now back around to the right. Changes direction. I believe that's going to be a score. Looks like the judges are writing it in. We're going to see what he can do. Don't look like Summertime Blues had the trip that he normally does. 73 waiting on these judges to bring it in.
Got a score coming in for BJ. 75 points for BJ
Carter. So right now, he is the event leader. Hunter Carter going to be coming in from with a score of 72. Chase Hudson going to be the next cowboy. Let me tell you, this bull is a handful. 564 problem child. We've seen this bull these last few weeks down there bucking. Knows how to get it done. Knows how to get that bull rider off. Chase Hudson from Jacksonville, Florida. We'll see what he can bring to problem child here tonight. Like I said, rodeo fans, they will be bringing six back to the short go.
Home of Jacksonville, Florida, right here.
We're going to see what they're going to do here. Looks like we're rounding on down to see if we can't get six qualified rides. Right now, we only got two. But we got a lot of good cowboys coming up here a little bit later. Chase Hudson coming out of bucket chute number 3. It's going to be a right-handed delivery. Bull's going to be coming out to the right. There he goes. Out to the right now. Oh, stop. And, I mean, he cut it back hard. Chase has got himself a seat. Oh, yeah, he is riding it. Yes, sir. That's going to be a qualified ride for Chase Hudson. Great job. Well, rodeo fans, these guys have a tendency to feed off each other. Chase following suit now. We're going to see what that score is. Bull kind of stopped, and I mean, he cut back hard to the left. Chase able to make that corner on him. And I mean, once he did, he just pulled himself right back on his rope, made himself a great qualified ride. We're waiting on the judges to see what that score is going to be coming in for Chase. The Jacksonville Cowboy. Looks like we see him. 77 points for Chase Hudson. That's going to make him your new leader. And now we'll be bringing him back to the short go. All right, rodeo fans. He made his way, down from Jacksonville. Looks like he's going to make it worth his while down here. We're going to see him in the short go. But let me tell you, these bulls down there are right. Going to slide on down there and see who the next cowboy is. Looks like Welton Silva is going to be the next cowboy. Welton Silva, one of the Brazilian cowboys, he's going to be on a bull they brand 385 Schizo. Another bull we saw last week down there in Port Charlotte. This bull knows how to bring it, but Welton Silva, one of those Brazilian cowboys that knows how to get the job done. Going to be coming out of bucket shoot number 3. I stand corrected. Going to be bucket shoot number 4. Going to be a right-handed delivery.
Hey, Josh, I made a mistake a while ago. I thought that
was all right, he's getting up on his rope right now.
It's Kenny Rogers without his makeup.
There he goes. Bulls out to the right, back around to the left now. Well, making himself get him. He's got the corner on him. Back around to the right now. Oh, yeah, he's got himself a qualified ride. Great job for Welton Silva. Rodeo fans, these cowboys know how to feed off each other. They are down here getting it done. The Brazilian cowboy, 385 Schizo's the bull. We'll see what the judge is scoring.
How about this? Score coming in.
76 points. Going to put him in second place. All right, rodeo fans, got 4 qualified rides. Looking to at least get 2 more now. Looks like they're getting ready to load up some more bulls in the bucket shoot. Not sure if we're going to take a little intermission. Right now, Chase Hudson with a score of 77 is going to be your event leader. Looks like number 2 spot is going to be Welton Silva with a score of 76, followed by B.J. Carter with a score of 75, and then Hunter Carter with a score of 72. Those are your top 4 bull riders right now. Still got about 4 or 5 more cowboys left. Looks like we got about 5 cowboys left down here. Looks like they're getting ready to do some calf scramble down here for the kids. All right, rodeo fans, I'll let you know we're going to slide on that, take an intermission here right after they get done. Looks like we're going to slide on down now. Looks like, all right, rodeo fans, they're going to slide on down to the calf scramble for the kids. We're live down here in Miami, Florida, with the Saints Bull. Circle S Rodeo is going to be the producer. Rodeo fans, get on down, refill your water bottles. We got about 5 more bull riders in the long go. We'll be right back.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
The Coliseum. house and it's just Saturday. But the bull runs at the county fair. It ain't a circus, it ain't no act. Monty old boy used everything he's got to put the cowboy on his back. Well, this next boy has never been arrested. And if tonight's Monty old shootout, he's gonna try to be the first. Here comes the bull now. On the back of a big cuss getting tore up from the floor up.
I'm gonna push my luck.
They pull the gate and try to make eight on an earthquake high stake. It makes your bones ache.
Hey, hey.
I'm losing all control. You know I'm gonna stomp, kid. I gotta get a good. It off like a rocket. Yeah, I'm going to the moon and back again. Baby, what a wild trip. I'm crack-a-lacking like a bullwhip. I'm patting down with a tight fit. Yeah, it's a rock and roll rodeo. You know I'm gonna stomp.
Go again.
Like nitro, gonna blow up like pyro, baby, for the big show. Trouble like a domino.
What a way to go.
The crowd is losing all control. You know I'm gonna stomp, kid. I gotta get a good grip and set it on fly.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. We're down here live in Mayaca City, Florida, with the Southern States Bull Riding, produced by Circle S Rodeo Company down here, the Jason Wade Challenger Series, event number 4. All right, now we're getting ready to slide on down to Bubba Predmore. Bubba Predmore is going to be on a bull, they brand bull digger. Let me tell you, there he goes, back around to the right. Oh, back on his pocket, gonna be a no score for Bubba. Let me tell you, that bull is getting it. B.J. Carter was 85 and a half on him last week. Gonna be the Longo leader, finishing second place with that score last week down at Fort Charlotte. Oh, we got four Cowboys left. Still looking for two more qualified rides to have all the short go riders with qualified scores. If not, they'll go back to their times. Bubba Predmore is from Bartow, Florida. On a bull they call Mole Digger. Mole Digger is still in the arena trying to get him out now. Trying to see who they're going to down there next.
Ryan Jones, the count number one, Dustin
Arcady. Dustin Arcady, going to be the Arcadia Cowboy. Going to be on a bull they call Twister. There he goes, back around to the left. Stutter steps now. Oh, just sucked him down. Going to be a no score for Dustin.
Took a licking right there, guys.
All right, gonna bring him down short of the 8-second whistle there. Gonna be a no score for Dustin. The Bulls are really getting it tonight. Only got four qualified rides. Looking to bring six back to the short go. Still got just three more riders left. Gonna see if we can get two rides now. Let me tell you, we got some good Cowboys coming up. Jimmy Lathrow on a bull they brand 402, Pretty Boy Floyd. Been a short go bull. Gonna look to see what he can do. We also got Justin Walker, who they're getting ready to go to right now. Let me tell you, this cowboy knows how to get it. Now, we put our money on him with Acid Rat last week, and we were a little disappointed. We had a little talk with Justin. He said, you know what, guys, I'm going to do my best not to let you down. So we're going to put our money on it. Justin Walker is going to be on a Foley brand, 292 Rockstar. We'll see what he can do right now. Justin's from LaBelle, Florida. Justin, a great young cowboy, knows how to get it done. Had an opportunity to really talk with him down in Mica City. We were down here back in April for their bullfighting challenge. Jamie Randant has brought some of his 8-pin bulls down here. Justin going to be coming out of bucket shoot number 3. Going to be a right-handed delivery. All right, rodeo fans, right now, Chase Hudson from Jacksonville, our event leader with a score of 77. All right, here comes Justin. Around to the right, back around to the left. Oh, just not able to make that corner there. It'll be a no score for Justin Walker. Looks like Rockstar got the best of him tonight. We're going to have to get on down, have another little talk with Justin, see if we can't get him back in action here. We keep pulling for him. But that is the life of the rodeo business, rodeo fans. It is hard to get out of here with a qualified score every night. Jonathan Wingate from Arcadia, another local cowboy. He's going to be the next cowboy coming out on a bull they brand, 351 Hardcore. Another one of Jamie Randant. Good little bulls right here. They're going to see what he can do. Going to be coming out of bucket shoot number 2. Jonathan fans, you may have remembered Jonathan Wingate was down here in Mica City for the bullfighting challenge. He actually stepped out. Oh, here he comes, out to the right, back around to the left. Johnson's got himself a seat. He's bearing down on the back over center. Oh, right at the whistle. Going to be close, rodeo fans. We'll see what that score is. Well, we got thumbs down from the judges. It's going to be a no score for Jonathan. Jonathan was actually hurt down there. We were doing the broadcast live from Micah City for the bullfighting challenge and had to cut it a little bit short. We had to get out there and work as an EMT just a little bit, such is life, for making aid outreach. You know, we're out here trying to help these cowboys and do what we can for them. It's going to be a no score. So here we go, rodeo fans. It's going to be the final rider in the long go action. Jimmy Lathrow going to be on a bull they brand, 402 Pretty Boy Floyd. Another one of Jamie Randance bulls. Jimmy Lathrow coming out of Fellsmere, Florida. Let me tell you, this cowboy here has been in the PBR, riding for the CBR, PRCA. This cowboy knows how to get it done. He comes from a long line of family of bull riders. This guy knows how to get it done. Bobby Lathrow, his brother, is going to be riding for Team Making Eight. Coming up the 4th of July down there in Fort Charlotte for the Southern States Bull Riding. The Making Eight, or the Challenger Series event, the Team Challenge. Be riding with Brian Corson and Donnie Newman. And we do have a little wager, rodeo fans, and we're going to talk about it here. If we get enough time here later on, we'll let you know what that is. If not, we'll talk about it on our Back of the Ranch show. Maybe we can get Carl to call in. We'll lay it out on the line for you. We're going to have a good little challenge between Carl Saletti's team and Team Making Eight here. Right now, Jimmy Lathrow on 402 Pretty Boy Floyd getting set to go. He's looking to get a grip, getting up on his rope right now. Bull's going to be coming out to the left. All right, rodeo fans, there he comes, last bull rider in the long go run action, Jimmy Lathrow from Fellsmere, Florida. He's sitting up on his rope. There he goes, out to the left. Back around to the right now. Jimmy got himself a seat on him. Oh, sitting back over center. Get a little spur in there. Oh, yeah, Jimmy Lathrow got himself a great little seat. All right. Well, we're going to see what that score is. Looks like they're going to have to bring one off back on the times. We're waiting on the judges to see what the scores are. Looks like we got 78 points for Jimmy Lathrow. That's going to be the event leader going into the short go-round action. Well, we're going to see what they can do. Jimmy Lathrow coming in with a score 78. Chase Hudson from Jacksonville coming in with a score 77. Then we got Welton Silva coming in, the Brazilian Cowboy, with a score of 76. Well, we got B.J. Carter with a score of 75 from St. Cloud, followed by Hunter Carter from Lake Wales with a score of 72. We're going to find out what that time is and who's got what for the short go-round action. Rodeo fans, you are not going to want to miss it. They got the rank ones down here, and we're ready to get it done. So, rodeo fans, y'all hang tight. Go fill your three water bottles, and we'll be right back.
satisfied. Hook on an 8-second ride. At Ross and Burn. He's got his spurs on the heels of his boots. He's at the point of no return. Climbing over that chute gate, he settles down inside. The tension's rising, but he can't wait until they turn that bull outside. He's addicted to danger. Satisfied, hooked on an 8-second ride. Hooked on an 8-second ride. Hooked on an 8-second ride.
Hey, rodeo fans, come check out the Rippo Ropes on Making8.com. Get a grip on a Rippo Rope today.
doing, folks? This is Donnie Newman with the Southern States Bull Riding Association, and you're listening to the SSBR on Making8.com. This is Carl Saletti with the Southern States Bull Riding. You're listening to the SSBR on Making 8.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
Living 8 seconds. If you got it, find a door. Cause this ain't the place to find out you ain't cowboy to the core.
I got a number on my back, startup shaft,
first strap to my boots.
The ride of my life, a ton of dynamite,
waiting to blow sky high in the shoe.
I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands to a side,
like every time before. Pull my hat down low, move up on my rope, not my head, let's go and get cowboy to the core. Some say I'm crazy, right out of my mind. Cause rank bulls with slinging horns is how I spend my time. It ain't just the money, the buckles, or the crowd roar. It's what gives me what I've got to be, and that's cowboy to the core.
I got a number on my back, startup chap,
first strap to my boots.
The ride of my life, a ton of dynamite, waiting to blow sky high in the shoes. I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands to a side,
like every time before. Pull my hat down low, move up on my rope, not my head, let's go and get cowboy to the core. I've had my share of bad wrecks, I had more breaks than I've got bones. But there ain't no better high than to hear that whistle before I feel the flow. I got a number on my back, start a tap, first strap to my boots. The ride of my life, a ton of dynamite, waiting to blow sky high in the shoes.
Pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands to a side,
like every time before. Pull my hat down low, move up on my road, not my head, let's go and get cowboy to the core. Yeah, cowboy to the core. Yeah, yeah. Come on, y'all.
Grip of Making8.com. This is Chaz Fish, the local bullfighter and air personality for Making 8 Outreach Ministries.
Fans, this is Ty Harris with Making 8 Radio on Making8.com.
Go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. When the gates come open and they let in the crowds, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life. For infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, stomped and couldn't win it. Got myself back up, bent down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
I'm grinding gears in a Chevy like Junior on Sunday, and I'm gonna wear the crown till you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know it's really rough when we ride, going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Rob Coleman. Cowboys ain't never about folding, too busy living life, fall out for the moment. Park Bonifay couldn't see me on a wakeboard, Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard.
Go ahead. Get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. The
opposition shows up and starts running their mouth. It's time to suit up and show them what it's about. All eyes are on me, it'll never make me nervous. I'll be as cool as a Sunday morning service. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, stomped and couldn't win it. I got myself back up, bared down and
go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
This is Brian Corson, and you listen to Making8.com.
Hey, rodeo fans, come check out the Rippo Ropes on Making8.com. Get a grip on a Rippo Rope today.
A no threat, a NASCAR junkie, a rookie, a wannabe still wet behind the ears, a red line revver just jamming his gears. There's those that are and those that ain't. The quickers get the stickers, he was nothing but pain. Chartreuse pain. Big race, now a cut to the last 10 laps. Here comes Junior sneaking up from the back of the pack. Fire in his eyes, waving out the window as he passes them by. Then the tension mounts, now he's number two. All out of rubber and running on fumes. It's door to door, out of turn four. He sees those checkers and he hears that roar. And the crowd goes wild. The roadside bars, a real humdinger, a blue-eyed singer with a red guitar around his neck, paying them dues by starving to death. But he told his mama every time he come back, one of these days I'm gonna buy you a big long Cadillac and get you out of this shack. But then he hits the road, front in the van, six long hairs bobbing up and down in a big old van, all beat up. He did a lot of giving, but he never gave up. But then one night, he wrote a song, made a little record, started catching on. Now it's Coliseum, he's all the rage. The lights go down, he hits the stage, and the crowd goes wild. And the crowd goes wild. You're sounding like a superstar, baby. And the crowd goes wild.
You're sounding like a superstar.
You're
like a superstar, baby.
And the crowd goes
wild.
up the trailer to the pickup truck and drive off through the night. Truck stop food and Chris Ledoux, yeah, it's big show time. They come rolling in, hell bent to win, yeah, they draw a number and wait. I say a prayer, throw their hand in the air, the second they open the gate, everything's getting faster, faster. The whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stitch it up. Don't fly when you're on the ride, counting those seconds down. It seems like two lifetimes when you're bucking and tossing around. But there's a buckle waiting at the end of the night, enough money to make the next show. And a winning day is worth the pain, and even though you're healing slow, everything's getting faster, faster. The whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stick it up.
Of a big cuss getting tore up from the floor up.
I'm gonna push my luck.
Pull the gate and try to make 8 on an earthquake high stake. It makes your bones ache.
Hey, hey.
I'm losing all control. You know I'm gonna stomp, kid. I gotta get a good grip and set it off like a rock.
Going to the moon and back again, baby, what a wild trip.
Welcome back, rodeo fans. We are live in Myakka City, Florida. Let me tell you, we're down here with the Jason Wade Pros or Challenger Series event, the event number 4 of 10. And let me tell you, we are getting ready for some short go-round action. As we speak right now, the bulls are being loaded in the bucking chutes. We have the draws. They did have a draft session, so these riders were able to kind of pick their own bulls based upon the scores that they had. Jimmy Lazar coming into the event with a score of 78. Had first pick. He drew 341, a little bit moody of Peace River Rodeo Company. Then we had Chase Hudson come in with a score of 77. He drew the bull 340, Moody Who. Followed by 150, Welton Silva coming in with a score of 76. He drew 150, Red Nanner of Chris Stewart. Then we had B.J. Carter. He drew 04, Acid Rat of Jamie Randant, coming in with a score of 75. Then we had Hunter Carter with a score of 72, came in with 352, Crybaby. Buckshot Morrison was the next rider to come in with time. So he will be coming back. He's got 456, Wild Bill of Jamie Randant. So let me tell you, rodeo fans, these guys are getting ready to get it done. So let me tell you, these guys are ready to get it done. Bulls are being loaded. Cowboys are getting geared up. They're getting ready to go. All right, rodeo fans, let me tell you, they're getting ready to kick this thing off. We're going to break it down here for you. Get ready for some short go-round bull riding action. SSBRnow.com is the Southern States Bull Riding, produced by Circle S Rodeo tonight down here in Myakka City. Let me tell you, rodeo fans, get a grip, get ready for some great bull riding, short go bull riding action. We'll be right back.
Fans, this is Ty Harris with Making 8 Radio on Making8.com.
So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. When the gates come open and they let in the crowds, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life. For infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, stomped and couldn't win it. Got myself back up, bent down, and go ahead and say I won't. It's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
I'm grinding gears in a Chevy like Junior on Sunday, and I'm gonna wear the crown till you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know it's really rough when we ride. Going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Rob Coleman. Cowboys ain't never about folding. Too busy living life, fall out for the moment. Park Bonifay couldn't see me on a wakeboard. Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard.
Go ahead. So go ahead. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
The opposition shows up and starts running their mouth. It's time to suit up and show them what it's about. All eyes are on me, it'll never make me nervous. I'll be as cool as a Sunday morning service.
I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself barked off, stomped and couldn't win it. I got myself back up, bear down and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans, down here in Myakka City, Florida, with the Southern States Bull Ride, and we're getting ready for some great short go-round action. They are just getting ready to kick this thing off. We got top six bull riders of the evening going against some of the top six bulls of the Southern States Bull Riding. Jamie Randant and Chris Stewart are the stock contractors bringing their bulls down. Hunter Carter is going to be the first cowboy.
Hunter's coming in with 72 points. If any ride right here, we'll take it.
He's going to be on a bull, 352 Crybaby of Jamie Randant. Comes in with a score of 72. Right now he is sitting in fifth place. Looking to bring it up. We're going to see what he can do right here, right now. He's tying in. Got some of these other cowboys up there on the buck and shoot, getting him set. Bull kind of bouncing around a little bit in the chute. Hunter comes in from Kissimmee, Florida.
But this is a great bull, Ray Bentley. I believe he was marked 46 last month, right here. 46 points.
Crybaby, one of the toughest bulls here.
Ray Bentley.
Bull's going to be coming out to the left at a buck and shoot number one.
Coming to the star, Hunter Carter.
Hunter knows how to get it done. He did place at the PRCA event in Kissimmee, Florida. Yes, sir. And in Kissimmee, Florida, Silver Spurs Rodeo. Also finished second place in Lakeland, Florida a couple weeks ago. So this cowboy does know how to make some rides. Coming in with a score, 72.
Well, to make sure you get your 50-50 tickets from these park girls walking around, we're going to take a draw here in just a little bit.
All right, here he comes, out to the left, back around to the right now. Oh, hard corner, wow. And I mean, it brought him down hard.
He won a single nose for the cowboy anyhow. He took a lick at
him. All right, it's going to be a no score for Hunter Carter. But I tell you, he did take a shot. He came out about two jumps, and I mean, he cranked it to the right. Crybaby on it. So Hunter Carter unable to get it done on Crybaby tonight. Going to finish out night with a score of 72. Like I said, rodeo fans, this is a Challenger Series event. So these guys are going to have an opportunity to win some overall prizes. All right. Buckshot Morrison is going to be the next cowboy. Oh.
All right.
Looks like they're sliding on down with BJ Carter.
BJ Carter out here, this is the guy that was the event winner last
BJ won
right
the event last month down here.
BJ comes in
with a score of 75. He's going to be on a Bull Day brand, 04 Acid Rat. Now, we did put our money on Justin Walker, but I think BJ can make a ride on this bull. Acid Rat, owned by Jamie Randant, Randant Lee.
849-831.
BJ from St. Cloud, Florida, knows how to get it done right here. He's looking to make the win. We talked to him earlier tonight, said he was looking to win this event down here. He is the reigning, the champion from last month, so we're going to see what he can do right now. Astrid is a rank little bull, though. It's not the ride that gives this cowboy the problem when he gets off. So we're going to see what happens for BJ Carter right here. Bull's going to be coming out of bucket shoot number two, left-hand delivery bull.
This is a good one right here.
All right, there he goes, out to the left. BJ's got himself a seat on him, sitting back up on his rope. Oh, yeah. Oh, right out the front of the rodeo fence. So we'll see what he can do. Oh, yeah, judges are giving themselves a score. Yes, sir, BJ got it done. I'll tell you what, that bull just kind of started to wear down after he got around that left-hand corner. BJ able to stay with him. Going to have himself a qualified ride. We're going to see what that score is coming up here from the judges.
Make sure y'all stay back away from the ring about a little bit. Score coming in for BJ Carter, 80 points.
80 points for that cowboy.
Yeah.
80 points for BJ Carter. That's going to put him in first place as your event leader right now.
Adrian,
going to be a 150 total points.
Buckshot Morrison, the cowboy.
All right, Buckshot Morrison is going to be the next cowboy. Going to be on a bull, 456 Wild Bill. Now, we've seen Wild Bill in the short goes. He has bucked off a lot of cowboys, bucked off including teammate at H, Brian Corson. Can we get those guys to sit down? I can't. No.
Guys, I need you folks right here for this tent to sit down. Move out of the way. The guys are taping from right here, folks. Right here.
Thank
Everybody
you. All right, here it goes. Buckshot Morrison. Hard jump out to the right now. Buckshot's got himself a seat back around to the left. Oh! Reached out, got back on his pocket. It's going to be a no score for Buckshot. I'll tell you what, though, that bull was really getting it.
Let's make a little noise for the cowboy.
Great shot for Buckshot. I think he's the closest cowboy to actually stick with him.
Around the arena from the folks in the stands can't see a thing but your backs. Hey, right here, Josh, yeah. Here, Kenny Rogers is okay, I guess, because he's the post officer. I don't know about these other guys. Right here in front of you, Josh.
I don't know.
Hey, boss man.
Ah, oh, they're rodeo fans.
The next cowboy coming out of me, Welton Silva.
Welton Silva, the Brazilian cowboy, is going to be our next cowboy. He drew the bull 150 red nanner from Chris Stewart. Comes into the short go with a score of 76. We're going to see what he can do right here. It's going to be a Brazilian cowboy. Bull's going to be coming out to the right.
Another bull is going to be right high
40s
right here.
Well, Silva looking to get it done.
45, 46 right here.
He's got Wagner Luciano helping pull his rope, getting him tied in. He's getting up on his rope right now. Oh, and I mean, it blew him out in a hurry. I'll tell you what, that cowboy did not have a chance. I mean, he launched out of there and threw Welton right back into the bucking chute.
Wow.
That was one tough try. Going to be a no score for Welton Silva. He's going to leave tonight with a score 76. Oh, he got two riders left right now. BJ Carter going to be the event leader. 04 Acid Rat was the bull. Scored an 80 point on him. Going to give him a total of 150 for the night. Only cowboy to ride two bulls so far, but we got two riders left. Let me tell you, both these cowboys, either one of them can take a chance to get it done. Chase Hudson comes into the event with score 77. Jimmy Lathrow, the long run round leader, comes in with score 78. Jimmy Lathrow makes 8 seconds on his bull, a little bit moody. I'll tell you right now, he is probably going to win the event. We're going to see what the judges have to say, but we got Chase Hudson with 340 Moody Who. He comes in with score 77, see what he can do as well. Chase Hudson going to be the next cowboy up.
He picked the great bull, Moody Who.
Chase Hudson coming in from Jacksonville, Florida. Chase, one of the younger cowboys down here in the short go around tonight. But he can do it. He's going to be coming out of buck and shoot number two.
It's
going to be a left-handed delivery bull. Rodeo fans definitely want to remind you guys, check us out Tuesday afternoon, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be back on the ranch. Not sure what ranch we'll be back on, but we will be back on the ranch talking some rodeo action. Looking to take your calls, so make sure you get involved with us. Sit down, talk some rodeo action. Let us know what's going on in your area. Here we go, rodeo fans. Chase Hudson, the cowboy. On the bull, 340, Moody Who. Moody Who, one of the bulls that actually came out of one of the PBR ranked bulls, and Moody Blues.
Wow.
All right, he's getting up on his rope right now, rodeo fans. Get ready to bring it on down. There he goes. Out to the left now. Oh, and I mean, he was sitting on the right-hand side of him. Looked like he was kind of cheating up just a little bit to see if that bull kind of cut it back around to the right. No such luck tonight for Chase Hudson. Not able to do it, just brought down there on the right-hand side. No score for Chase Hudson. He's going to leave the event with a score of 77. That's going to guarantee him at least third place right now. Well, we're going to see what Jimmy Lathrow has right now. Comes into the short go-around action with a score 78. He's going to be on the bull, 341, a little bit moody. This is one of the highest-ranked bulls, has scored the highest rank of the last two events, I believe, that he's bucked out. We're going to see what he has right now. 46.5 points. If he makes the 8-second ride, you can almost bet he will be the event winner. B.J. Carter looking to hold on to first place here. He won the event last month. He's looking to do it again this month. We're going to see what he has right here.
He needs 77.5 to take over the leaderboard. If he gets covered, I guarantee you,
we'll be back. All right, there he goes. Out to the left, back around to the right now. Oh, not even close. Somersaulted off the back end of that bull. No score for Jimmy Lathrow.
He'll stumble just a little bit.
He's going to finish out the evening in second place with a score of 78.
Let's make a little noise for a minute. That's all he's
going to
get, guys.
All right, rodeo fans. B.J. Carter, your event winner with a score of 75 in the long round and an 80 on the bull 04 Acid Rat. B.J. Carter with a score of total 150 points. Got it done for the second month in a row. Rodeo fans, we hope that you have enjoyed this show. Jimmy Lathrow going to finish out in second place. Chase Hudson finishing out in third with a score of 77. Rodeo fans, we really hope that you've enjoyed the action brought to you by the Southern States Bull Riding, Circle S Rodeo Productions down here in Miami City, Florida. We're going to be live at Remington Roughstock on Friday night. We're also going to be back on the ranch Tuesday afternoon at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Rodeo fans, make your way on down to Brandon at the Crosstown Arena next Friday night. We're also going to be back in action next Saturday with the Southern States Bull Riding in Naples, Florida. Rodeo fans, hope you enjoyed all the action. Make sure you get a grip, get explosive with MakingEight.com. Stop by, pick up one of these DVDs. And until Tuesday, Rodeo fans, y'all stay tuned. We'll catch you next week.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
Got bucked off and stalled in Albuquerque tonight. And all the money I let slip away is still on my mind. I hope I can make it up to Reno by next Friday night. But I ain't so sure, 'cause the bill's been piling up way too high. So tonight I'm going out and drinking and hanging out with my friends. And this funny leopard playing the after party again. Well, I can't be down. Corey Rash held on the cash for a good ride. Pandora's box lost the fight with Tater Porter tonight. And that bull Kid Rock was no match for Justin McBride. And old Ross Coleman finally rode blueberry wine. So tonight got Sonny Ledford playing the after party tonight.
put a hurtin' on the hammer. And J-Dub, your heart's girlfriend, sang the Star Spangled Banner. With his cross clear, got him standing for the hometown Louisiana crowd. And Sean's willing hands, blue chaps, represent the old dirty South. So tonight I'm going out and drinking, hanging out with my friends. And Sonny Leopard's playing the after party again. Well, old Chris Shivers only knows one guitar chord, and that's fine. We got Sonny Leopard playing the after party.
Party tonight. So tonight I'm going out and drinking, hanging out with my